This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Voice of health, freedom, and liberty, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, we're back and live and out in the world, getting out there into these amazing events that occur from time to time that I encourage everybody, whenever you can, please join me at these events. There's so many great people that you connect with, you get to know, you can spend the time to ask questions, to learn from one another, attend lectures, yes, but interact and try things. And of course, you can see behind me, my friends Sovereign Silver, Sovereign Copper, and Argentin 23 are here, and we are pouring shots all weekend long, right here in Orlando, Florida, at the Hyatt Regency International Drive. I seem to have lost my producer, Super Don, and Jonathan Emord, and anyway, we're here until they show back up, until I get word from them. In the meantime, I'm going to show you what's going on.
What do you mean you lost?
I can't see you guys, is my point. You're here?
We're here. Not hiding. We're here.
Good. Thank goodness, because I don't see you or Jonathan, and so it gives me great comfort to know that you're both still here.
Well, and, okay, so can you see him on the screen? You can see him on the screen?
I can, all right. Yes. Thank
all
you.
Right. Well, there's there you Jonathan. Go. There's proof. There's proof he's
so here. The only thing that would make this better is if Jonathan Emord were here with me at this event. But, of course, he's, you know, with me at the Health Freedom Expos. We've got the virtual one coming up in February. We've got lots of cool stuff. But shout out to Terry and Stu Warner. They're doctors of chiropractic, and they love bringing people together. And they've got tracks on autism, tracks for chiropractors, tracks for nurses, and health freedom. And these are the people that understand it's more than just about one profession. It's about bringing everybody together, finding out what you're good at, and sharing that. And, you know, that this is how we get well and stay well. Now, I wish there were people who understood this within the political realm, Jonathan. You know, we talk about what's happening in the House of Representatives and the votes going on for Speaker of the House. And I don't know what your perspective is on this. I'm kind of encouraged, even though I know to some degree you're like, I wish the Republicans could get their act together. But I like principled stands. If they are negotiating about very important things, I don't know all the details here. So I would ask you, Jonathan, if you've got a perspective on what's happening in the House of Representatives, it would crank up the next edition of the Sacred Fire of Liberty.
Well, I wish I did, Robert. I have no inside track into what's happening, except to say that it appears, and this is based on publicly available information, it appears as though people with ideological principles are strongly interested in preventing a rhino from being the Speaker of the House. They want the Freedom Caucus is energized and is really adamant about ensuring that someone other than McCarthy be Speaker, and in particular, they're looking for someone like Jim Jordan or another person who's an activist. At the time, they're reflecting, I think, an aspect of the popular will, and this, I think, will become more and more apparent, that people don't want to elect people who are going to sit on their back ends and who are not going to act to save this country. The time is long over for people to assume elective office on the Republican side and be rhinos or be indistinguishable from their opponents. The time has come for action, common sense, solutions to problems, and it requires a willingness to dedicate your time, your energy, your resources to ensure that a legislative agenda is passed. Not just a series of hearings. People want action. The time for gabbing is over. The time for movement in the direction of solutions is here. And I think that's what is happening. I think you've got a significant minority of Republicans who do not want to see the leadership be dominated by individuals who are more akin to the McConnell faction of rhinos in the Senate, who will just sit there and compromise with disastrous legislation and with an agenda that's ruinous to the country.
Jonathan, when I witness what I have seen from a distance, they say it's unprecedented, you know, the vote for a House Speaker. And, of course, on the body politic side, it's the Dems going, look, the Republicans are in disarray. But I see, kind of like what you're intimating, that you have some principled people that have been elected as Republicans that are willing to stand up against the establishment wing of the party that has basically gone along to get along. It's kind of Democrat light, in a sense. I mean, there are distinctions, there are differences, but in many ways we've seen, as we talk about the growth of the bureaucratic state under both sides of the political party's control. And there are folks there that I see a growing increment, if you will, and this is what I hope and pray, that one day we'll be able to announce officially that you'll be a declared candidate for the United States Senate in Virginia to defeat Tim Kaine. No, we're not there yet. But because I do see, when they say this has never happened before, that's interesting to me. That says there is a sea change that is measurable, that's visible, and not an artificial show, right? Because a lot of this is they do this for show and they slap each other's behind the scenes as they pretend to be different. These guys are saying, no, we've had enough of you. You've done things that we don't agree with, and I don't think that you're the right guy to be speaker.
Yeah, so you've got an interesting criticism being leveled against McCarthy, which is that he lacks sincerity, that he's a person who is not dedicated to these principles. That's the argument that's being raised. The argument is that, look, you can be bought. I mean, that's what Jim Jordan's essentially saying. He's saying, look, your politics are for sale, man, and you are a person who is not going to stand up for principle. We've got to get work done, and we need at least the Speaker of the House on the Republican side to have our back and to stand up for us and to not buckle under when the heat is applied from the left. And that's a good argument. I mean, these are serious issues. And so it takes 25 votes to get somebody who will stand up for principle. I'd wait 25 votes to get someone who stand up for principle. Now, in the end, I don't know what's going to happen. No one does. I suspect that compromises, it's the nature of the legislature, are going to happen. I just hope that the principled stand that is being taken by some members bears fruit in a solid commitment to ensure that those principles are defended and there is no abandonment of them. I like the idea that if the speaker, one of the proposals was if the speaker failed to comply with this commitment, that they could eject him summarily. And that's a nice option, I think. It's, of course, something that I'm sure McCarthy would only take if he has no other alternative to get to the position he wants. But
yeah, and it's like the eighth or maybe the ninth vote at this point. I mean, maybe they have to realize that they're not going to get these folks. I don't know how far it goes here, but I am by what I see. People that are just in for a brand as opposed to a principle, they're like arguing that, oh, just cave, you silly Republican, stubborn people. I'm like, no, they're stubborn because the principles of liberty have been abandoned. And they're trying to regain them and restore, a hold on the concept of a limited government.
Of the two, you've got courage on the side of breaking the mold, and you have embarrassment on the side of McCarthy, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that there would be a way to pledge your support for McCarthy and get the minority to go along with them. But now that it's down the road so many votes, I think probably it's getting near that point where even McCarthy will have to recognize he needs to step aside. But you never know. Ego springs eternal, Robert.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And I know as we've talked, and we will be talking more about your potential run, you've got the exploratory committee. I know you so well. This is not about you or your ego when you're talking about the potential to run. It's to correct what's wrong. And it's based on and rooted in foundational principles upon which, you know, we discuss each week together and even when you're not here to try to bring that out, that there's a way forward. And that way forward is engaging in freedom once again, recognizing the brilliance that can come through, the wisdom that can come through only in freedom, not in tyranny, not in restriction, not in collectivism and socialism and communism and things like that. If we have a group of people that happen to be Republicans, I don't care what they call themselves, but the reality is we want to see people that are actually meaning what they say rather than just doing rhetoric and then getting in and doing the same thing that's always been done. I don't think that's too much to ask for, although for many years they've been getting away with it. Now something's changed or something is changing and we're witnessing it in real time.
You know, it's almost as if, you know, we're sort of like the little people in Whoville and Horton Hears a Who, the Seussical, that we're these little people in an environment that's plummeting to its demise unless someone does something to save it. And that's the real situation. So I don't understand people who don't see this as the 11th hour, as the fire in your house, as the dire situation that it actually is. I mean, everything that has made America the greatest nation on earth is at stake here. And so the future of your children, their freedom, their health, their ability to prosper, your own circumstances, which most parents would gladly sacrifice themselves for their children. But just think about your children. I mean, do you want your children to live in a society in which the government controls their every move, in which they don't have freedom to use their talents to become the best they can be, in which schools are serving the mediocre level and taking excellence out and destroying meritocracy? I mean, this is all part of really a communist agenda that is now a very strong minority is asserting and attempting to force down the throats of every American, whether they realize it or not. And so I have great sympathy with the Freedom Caucus, of course, because I have the same view that we are really in an 11th hour situation. We have to do what is necessary to save our country, and that's worth the individual sacrifice. We have to love our country more than ourselves, and this is the trying time. This is the time when you are asked to sacrifice for your nation. And really, it is something that if we don't do, we don't rise to the occasion, we will lose it. I'm sure of that. So we have to rise. Yeah. And I would rather save the country before the agony that people suffer is greater than it is right now. But we're going to have at least another 2 years of disastrous policies and inflation and crime.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And insecurity and bizarre control over our children in the public schools where parents' rights are violated, and where these movements to transition children who are incapable of making those kinds of decisions and destroying their innocence and all of this insanity. This has to stop. If we're going to save our country, we have to save our kids. We have to ensure that their future is bright. We have to open up the marketplace, ensure that there's opportunity, and ensure that that people realize the consequences of big government, that when you take over the marketplace, government being a parasite, what you end up with is just the parasite. In other words, anything that moves is taxed. Anything that moves that's productive is absorbed. We can't live under that circumstances.
Jonathan, you mentioned children again, and I think about that. My kids, you know, growing up, 23, 17, you got kids growing up, and you know, what have we taught them or attempted to teach them? Pretty much different than what's being taught in government indoctrination centers, and including one particular article you wrote about Thomas Jefferson High School, of all the names, where they are doing away with merit-based, let's say, accomplishments, acknowledging that when you excel or exceed, and you know, you would be acknowledged and rewarded for the efforts and the abilities. Rather than that, it's sort of like the participation trophies that we've seen rise up in sporting events as kids. We don't want to teach kids that some are better than others in certain fields, right? But we're all unique and different in God's eyes and our creation, and that should be celebrated, those distinctions and differences, not drummed down to the lowest common denominator into a communistic worldview that they're teaching these kids.
Yes, isn't it shocking? It should be to everybody. that one of the nation's leading high schools for science and technology, specialized magnet school for science and technology, recognized really internationally as one of the finest institutions for teaching very bright children science and technology, getting them way ahead for college and making the leaders in science and technology in the world is right here in Virginia, and the Fairfax County public school system is destroying it because they are eliminating meritocracy from the schools. They're creating an environment where merit is not only not celebrated, but that is actually punished. I mean, here they had kids who had won the top scores in the National Merit Scholarship Competition, the merit competition, and they had been given their awards to the school from the testing center, and the school withheld the awards and then unceremoniously dropped them off on the kids' desks after the early admissions applications were due at the university. So they were denied the privilege and really a necessity for scholarships of presenting that information in a timely manner to the schools.
What does that teach a kid?
Brutality is that. Here you have exceptional students. I mean, look, education in America, if we're going to survive competitively in the world, we have to have a meritocracy operating in education. We have to have the best and the brightest coming out of our schools with full academic recognition and encouragement. We will never be able to sustain economic growth and have the brilliance necessary to be outstanding in the world if we're destroying the institutions that we have that have proven themselves capable of doing that. And they're being destroyed from the inside out. They're being destroyed by those with a Marxist orientation who want to take down the marketplace and who view their role as elevating people based on immutable characteristics of race or the trans agenda and taking kids who are achievers and giving them no recognition and dissuading them, actually giving them no incentive. And that's what's happening. It's shocking. It's appalling. And it's all based on this equity agenda, this idea that communism ought to reign everywhere, the idea that giving someone credit for academic achievement is somehow racist, against the welfare of everyone, that instead you need to focus on bringing down what is above to a common level and then ensuring that everyone finds that acceptable by requiring them to treat others equally who do not have equal talent.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. A crash during a training exercise in northern Australia has killed three U.S. Marines. Defense officials say 23 Marines were on board the Osprey aircraft when it went down early Sunday on Melville Island, north of Darwin. GOP presidential hopeful Chris Christie says a Donald Trump nomination means just one thing.
What it'll mean for folks across the country is 4 more years of Joe Biden. And for Republican primary voters, they have to think about what that'll mean. Potentially a packed Supreme Court.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, the former New Jersey governor said he was amazed that 6 of the 8 candidates at Wednesday's Republican debate said they would support Trump if he's the party's nominee, even if convicted. Former President Trump's campaign says it's raised $7 million since his mugshot was released. A campaign official said they've made nearly $20 million since Trump was indicted and arraigned in Washington. John Schaefer, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's so violent of the human spirit and our reason for being, and that which, you know, these gifts of creation itself.
It's anti-education. It's not education. If you have education, you must have academic excellence complemented. Otherwise, you can't distinguish those who do well from those who do poorly. Obviously. So if you don't celebrate academic excellence and you don't encourage it, and instead you encourage mediocrity by refusing to recognize excellence, and you celebrate pigment and gender, and everything that is academically a failure is excused if you have the right race or the right gender, what do you have? You have a social experiment in redistribution of resources to achieve a communist outcome. Equality of outcome is what they shoot for at the lowest common denominator. It's really repulsive. It's very damaging, and it's happening all over the country. But this Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology is an example of a gem that has been turned into a meadow muffin.
Yeah, because of the equity agenda, which is a code for communism, and you're setting these kids up for worse than failure, but that they should accept their role as slaves and worker bees at best. As you can see, we're joined by my good friend, brother from another mother, Seth Quinto from the family of Natural Immunogenics, where we all know and love the Sovereign Silver, the Argentin 23, the Sovereign Copper now, and so many wonderful products. And Jonathan, you know them well. You've worked with them for many years, and they so love you. And Seth is here with us, wants to say hi as well at the event.
Well, I love them too, so it's a mutual love fest, Robert.
Absolutely. We love you, gentlemen. Thank you so much for everything, and I want to wish you a happy new year. We're so honored to count you as a great friend, a colleague, a protector. Lord, protector.
Mm-hmm.
You're amazing.
Well, I'm so appreciative.
I want to say hi. I said, of course I will.
I've had the privilege of representing Natural Immunogenics for so many years now, Robert, and I have to tell you, and I mean this very sincerely, that they're a group of people who are actually motivated by principles, and that they sacrifice personally. They have sacrificed enormously to pursue principles. I can't get into the details because they're privileged, but I can tell you this, that scarce few people in the United States would have invested the kind of resources they have to stand up for what was right against something that was horribly wrong, and that if it wasn't arrested, could have caused major, major damage beyond the major damage that was caused before people had the sad experience on the other side of bumping into the Quintos. They would not stand for it. These people are great people. The Quintos are people of principle. And it's an honor to be affiliated with them. It's a great honor to represent them.
Yeah, I wanted to say, and I know there are things that are privileges in these legal relationships, but to your point, to elaborate, knowing what I know of it, you have the ability with somebody who's pretty tyrannical and uses the courts to achieve, I would say, nefarious ends. Companies are always shaken down, especially in the dietary supplement natural product realm. I know I've been in it for so long. And they're doing is sort of like trying to make a little and maybe do a bigger dent in them, the freedom to know about natural substances, the freedom to access them, etc. And when confronted by these things, many companies just say, just pay them off. And, of course, that encourages them to do even more horrible things on that side. And to your point, to the credit of the Quinto family and Natural Immunogenics, they said, we must stand for what is right. And you're right. They sacrificed a lot that they could have just taken and pocketed. And they said, no, we're going to fight this good fight. And they had you in their corner helping them to succeed in doing that. And I'm grateful for all of you for standing for freedom. And some of these stories may never be fully told, but I'm glad that you also acknowledge what I've seen from my perspective as well, Jonathan.
Well, I have to say that one of the real pleasures of representing someone who believes in principles is that when you yourself are a very principled person, you don't have many arguments. You see eye to eye, and it's not a situation that is really kind of pedestrian in many instances where people are so concerned about the bottom line that they are willing to cross the moral or ethical line. And as you know, Robert, from our relationship for, 20 years or so, neither one of us is willing to sit there in the final days of our lives and confront our maker and have to explain ourselves to the extent that we somehow try to give an explanation for bad behavior like that. It's just not worth it. We have a short life. You want to live an exemplary life if you can. And all of us fall down. But the real thing is, redemption and coming back around and ensuring that you do the right thing. And I think by struggling to do the right thing all the time, people are best put at looking at their final days on this planet and saying, you know what, I might not have been the greatest person on the on the earth. I might not have been the best singer or the best performer or the best at anything, but I can say confidently that I die with a good integrity. I die with integrity, and I die knowing that I have done the right thing. Yeah. And that's
I like
we live in a society of moral relativism.
You give it my all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like what you said, Jonathan, about the excuses. I just imagine what John, your maker, at the end of your days, and trying to make excuses to that which knows everything and all of that. And you're like, well, but and you're like, no, that right. doesn't well, fly.
You're right.
Reality is it's apparent, right, at that time. So better not to go there. If you can avoid bad behavior, please. And if you've committed some act that is deserving of repentance and asking forgiveness for others, by goodness, by all means, you know, take care of those things. And it's so much easier in life to do that. We're all imperfect. We all commit sin. It's impossible for us not to. We're frail human beings. But if you have a good heart and you have good intentions and you try to take care of those errors that you make in your life, it's so much easier than to harbor this hostility. You know, we live in an age of moral relativism where people tend to prefer to give explanations and excuses for bad behavior than to just fess up and ask forgiveness and move on.
Amen.
Yeah.
The dam's breaking, Jonathan. Tomorrow is SC case number 22-380, speaking of which.
Do you know about this case? What's it called?
Brunson v. Adams et al.
Have you seen that, Jonathan?
No, I haven't seen it.
No, we'll have to send him that so he can look at that. Because I know there's so many controversies about court cases that do or don't go to the Supreme Court.
This is accepted by the Supreme Court to be heard tomorrow.
Yeah, that's interesting. And then we, of course, have state-level action, like in Florida, where I am today, where DeSantis set up a grand jury, impaneled a grand jury to look at the deceptive practices and any fraud that it was engaged in via Merck or any of the makers of these COVID jabs and or collusion with federal authorities.
And also we must thank Surgeon General Ladapo.
Yeah, I got him coming on the show soon.
Exceptional.
He's coming on the show soon.
The dam's breaking up everywhere. I'm so honored. We are so honored to share all of this time experience with you folks. It's the greatest honor and all in, you know, in honor of Dad's legacy. And Dad loved you too, Jonathan.
Yes. Well, I have to tell you, that's the sad part of the year that just passed. Yep. And, you know, it's one of those things. I lost my parents. I love them dearly. And that happened many years ago. But when you lose people of great integrity who you have admired your whole life, who you know deeply and trust implicitly, these are, you know, rare breeds. And so when they've affected so many people's lives in a positive way, when they've worked diligently to invent things that have altered humanity in a profound way, that's really the Quinto's father. That's the legacy he left, and that's the legacy that they, through their actions, continue, you know, to this day. So it's sad, but by the same token, you know, their legacy lives on. His legacy lives on through his children and through these brothers who are just phenomenal.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. I want to talk about the regulatory state a little bit with you again, Jonathan, as we like to visit from time to time, unfortunately, until you get into the U.S. Senate and dismantle it. But until then, we're dealing with what I call the Fear and Death Administration, or FDA, and they're now threatening to somehow regulate CBD. And, you know, this is the controversy that leads to a solution outside of a federal solution. This article, FDA may regulate CBD within months. Now, we've seen that the 10th Amendment has worked profoundly well with the state-level activity and action on the use of a plant known as cannabis and hemp, et cetera, and the various ways that it can be utilized. And rather than waiting for the federal government to act and do what we believe is the right thing, because they don't have the authority to do some of the things or a lot that they're doing, the people in the state said, you know what, we're going to go our own way. We have the authority to do it at that level. And now, years later, after I think that this market is approaching $5 billion now annually, which is still small compared to big pharma, but significant. They now are going to somehow put the CBD genie back in the bottle? Could you see a way they could do that?
Well, the FDA is so corrupt, and they're so under the control of the pharmaceutical industry that when you see something rising like this industry has skyrocketing, $5 billion industry, and there are actual pharmacological benefits that come from CBD that are unique and really... many of these pain-relieving properties are without side effects that are demonstrable or significant of any kind. And so you've got a real threat to analgesics, to a whole bunch of categories of drugs that the drug industry has a very strong interest in protecting. So it's not, you know, I said years ago when they asked me about the condition of CBD, I said that the genie was out of the bottle, but that sooner or later they would find a way to regulate this industry, and it would be in a way that would benefit the drug industry. It would provide some sort of a licensing or other kind of restriction. And what I think they'll do is sort of ease their way into this market and end up with a circumstance in which they make it more difficult to market. So you'll have a stratification of the marketplace with those that are favored, those that are disfavored.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Scott Bell Show. You'll be a better. We'll all be better off for it. And this is not saying. And Jonathan Dodd Complex. He knows. He's very well aware. We've discussed this on and off the air. What he could accomplish there, compared to what he's done in his great career as an attorney, beating back the oligarchy, FDA, FTC, etc. But as long as you're breathing, Jonathan, I know you're doing everything within your power to make sure we can restore constitutional governance to this land.
You have our vote.
Well, thank you so much. And I really have to tell you that I just, like everybody else, I'm fed up. I mean, I've never seen a more radical transformation towards socialism in our country's history. I mean, I'm very aware of our history. I'm aware of the rise of socialism during the New Deal and the origins of socialism in the antebellum South in America and its progression through the administrative state. I'm well aware of that. I came into the Reagan administration, Federal Communications Commission, and even there I saw in 1985 stalwart socialists inside the bureaucracy who were intent on using the civil service as a means to pursue their own agenda, regardless of what the law required, Richard, regardless of what the administration wanted. And that only got worse.
Well, they've sacrificed their posterity, right? And we talk about what's coming. And that's why we're motivated. Seth's motivated. I am. We have kids. We want them to have kids and healthy kids living in a healthy, freedom-loving land. And it's not going to happen by sitting down and wishing
it. It is all about the future generation of Americans. We are witnessing the sacrifice of that generation by Marxists. We're witnessing people in the educational establishment who are fulfilling a Marxist agenda to make these kids so insecure about who they are, so hateful towards others, towards their parents, towards their country, and to make them ripe for a socialist revolution. This is really what's going on in this country. And to think that it's not and to put your head in the sand is really an invitation to disaster. What I'm pleased about is what Seth mentioned earlier on, which is I think people are awakening to the reality. I think they're so fed up that they're coalescing around people who will make a difference. And I believe that we're going to see in the next several election cycles, changes that make for a great future for America. I think we are not in a state of decline like the Democrats are telling us, that it's an inevitable state of decline. I think the only thing that is ultimately will be in decline is big government and control over your lives. Freedom is a constant. Nobody in the world wants to be unfree. No one wants to be a slave. Everybody wants to be free. When you're in a condition of slavery, you think all the time about how you are going to find a way to be free. In our situation, we have the benefit of freedom for over 270 years. We understand what it means. People feel it. They are proud of it. Even those who criticize it and say they hate it, in the end, want their own freedom, even if they're going to take everybody else's away. They don't know their own freedom sacrifice. And the upshot of that is, as they bring us down more towards servitude, taking away our free markets, taking away our freedom of choice, and depriving us of our individual liberties to freedom of speech and press, we are rebelling. And that rebellion
is reminding us.
And it's going to be in favor of what we knew, the Constitution and the limits on government power.
Jonathan, in order to not take for granted that which was left to us, we must lose it or be under threat, lose it, in order for this wake-up to happen. That's why I think this is happening not to us, but for us, to awaken the next generation, and for those of us who are still here and have been here for a while, to help that along. Jonathan Emore, God bless you for sticking around. We got bonus time with you today, my friend. Thank you for spending the time on Sacred Fire of Liberty today, and thanks, Seth. Thank for being here, Sovereign Silver, Argent 23, Sovereign Copper.
Best to all the Quintos. God bless you. And Robert, have a safe flight home, my friend.
Yes, my brother. We got some more to do. Thank you, Jonathan E. Mord.
I'll make sure I feed you properly.
We're going to eat organic wealth. Somewhere we're going to find it. We're going to take a top of the hour education break, and we're going to be joined by, I don't know which order, but Jamie Dorley and Joe Messino are good friends from Nutritional Frontiers, big supporters of the Robert Scott Bell Show, and this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, live from the Warner's great event, Warner Wellness Health and Freedom Summit and Expo, Orlando 2023. And you guys got 4 days, including today, to join us at the Hyatt on International Drive in Orlando. Come on down and see us. Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.